I'm Nari Pakai, and today I'm joined by Bianca Hunt, presenter and host. You may recognise her from Yukai Footy, or I'm a Celebrity and Get Me Out of Here. Thanks for coming on today. You're talking about main character energy.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Can you just introduce yourself a little bit? Who are you? Who's your mum? Where are you from?
Yeah, so Bianca Hunt. I'm a proud Kamilaroi and Barkindji woman on my father's side and a proud Balladong and Wajak woman from my mum's side. So Koori, Murray and Noongar. Bit of everything in there. Born and raised in Meanjin, Brisbane, but I've been living here in Gadigal country down in Sydney for, I don't know, maybe the last 5 or so years. I've been here, there and everywhere. So Sydney is home to me, but so is back to Brisbane, you know.
How did you come to the decision of putting pen to paper to even start launching this?
Yeah, so late 2023, I actually had a DM on Instagram from my publisher, Izzy, pretty much saying, hey, like, I'm a publisher at Penguin. We would love to have a chat to you about potentially writing a book. And pretty much from there, I got on a call, had a conversation with them. It actually came out of one of their programs where they were asking young people what they want to learn about and what books they want to read and hear about. And the theme of main character energy was actually quite prominent. And they went away and kind of had a little research of the different people that could be able to write a book like this. And they came to me, and I was obviously very honored to be a part of it. I didn't think that I would write a book at this time, but it just so happened to be, I guess, the right time. It was when the universe said, you know what, this is when your book needs to come out, and it's going to be about main character energy. And I guess when they came with the concept, I was like, absolutely, like, I'm very interested, but it's going to have to be very me. And I want to be able to make this as, yeah, like, as true and honest and genuine to my story and what I wish I could read when I was younger as well, when it comes to either coming into this industry or just navigating life in general. I wanted it to be some harsh truths, but then also a lot of sort of ways to work through things, but not say this is exactly how to do it. We all can figure out and we can all take ownership of our own lives. And I think I wanted to make sure that this book had that those elements in it. So yeah, it was kind of a bit of Penguin's conversation coming over and saying we want a book about main character energy, and then matching with me and I guess the concepts and ideas and chapters that I wanted to kind of talk to throughout the book.
Mob are such natural-born storytellers. You share a lot of yourself in this book. What do you hope audiences and readers will feel when they get into this?
I think that you're not alone in some of the experiences. You know, we're all living life for the first time, and it's okay to give yourself some grace and not to put yourself on a traditional timeline. Like, some people are very okay with that, and that's fine. Like, I thought by 25 I'd be married, I'd have a few kids, and I'd, you know, have a home and all of this sort of stuff. Like, I had this idea of something that wasn't destined for me, and I think I gave myself a hard time when in reality we're all on different journeys. We all have different things that we're meant to achieve at different points in our lives. So I want people to feel like they're seen in this book, that there's experiences that might relate to them. I really want Black women to be felt and seen throughout the book. This is something that is for everyone. Like, I think there is a story in this book that everyone can relate to at some point throughout the book. But also, you know, it's a safe book for young people to read. It will hopefully empower them and inspire them to know that they get to have these choices in their life and how they navigate their career or just the people around them, to really know that they are the main character in their own life. I think a lot of people get this negative emotional thought when it comes to hearing main character energy, like it's a negative thing or a narcissistic thing. That's not my intention at all with this book. The whole idea of being a main character isn't to be the loudest or the brightest or like the most known person in the room. It's about really owning yourself and knowing who you are and what you bring to the table and just going out and living your life for you. And yeah, I really wanted to bring that across. I also haven't read many books like this, especially from Black authors. So just being able to have that as an option, I think is really cool. And as my first long form book, I wanted to come out with something very empowering, very relatable, and something that anyone could pick up. There's no explicit themes in it. There's nothing that, you know, kids are going to feel uncomfortable reading. It's very much about just getting to know yourself in all its facets and giving yourself that grace that you deserve.
You're clearly very passionate and well-spoken about, like, obviously your own storytelling here. You also not only have the physical book, but also the audio version, and you've voiced it. What was it like reading your own words aloud in a booth?
Yeah, it's super interesting. Like, of course, I mean, I work in TV and I've worked in media for a fair while now. So I've done a bunch of, whether it's on-set, voiceovers, everything in between. It's very different when you are reading your own book, because it's had so many iterations. When I first started writing it, I think my first draft was like 50,000 words, which is a lot. Like, I would have never thought I'd get that many words in general. I think it's a bit over 70,000 words now. But it is quite an interesting one, because you have to go through so many edits before it gets to its final kind of piece. So I'm learning the stories, I'm relearning the stories, I'm being reminded of the things that I already know and being validated in my own experience, but then also knowing, because of those experiences and because of those learnings, that it is going to be useful for the reader. So I guess when I got to the point where I had to read it out loud, there's a difference between writing something and reading it without saying it and then speaking it verbally, if that makes sense. So it's like, I can read the sentences and it can go into my brain, but the second I'm talking it out loud, that's the difference. So I had to kind of do that across the editing process. I had to read it out loud just to make sure it sounded like me and that it sounded right, if it was spoken out loud. So the process was actually pretty easy. The book is very much written like me. It has tangents. It has, you know, a very true to my talking style. And it's a very easy read. I kind of cut it down into smaller parts purely because I didn't grow up being an avid reader. So I wanted it to be easy for the readers. So yeah, it's a different process. You get emotional, I guess, throughout the recording time as well, because you are reading things that, you know, it can be very sentimental to you. And also the realization that this is going out into the world is another thing. But yeah, it was really fun, to be honest. It was 4 days of, I think, 6 hour readings or something like that. So it was a quite a long process. But yeah, it's done and it's out in the world. So I'm very excited for it.
For our keen readers and listeners who want to find main character energy, where can they find the book or the audio?
Honestly, your best way is to type it into like your search and say Penguin Bianca Hunt, because that will actually come up with all of the different stockists. So if you go onto the main page on Penguin, you can find either your local store or your online store. You could order directly from Penguin, but I found that the easiest way. I also have it in my bio on Instagram, I think, maybe on TikTok. I'm not very familiar with TikTok, so I'm still getting used to it. But I think I've put the links in the bios on that, because that can be easy. And then on audio, I think it's on Audible, Spotify, like it would be on a few different outlets. But yeah. Hopefully it's most good bookstores.
I want to thank you for yarning with us today, Bianca.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
That was Bianca Hunt. You can find Main Character Energy, How to Own the Narrative of Your Life, in stores now and also on Audible platforms. You're listening to NITV Radio.